I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. On today's The Stress Mastery Podcast, we're going to continue with the book study of A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Gandhi. I'm here today filling in for Bill, who's still off until next week. I'm here today with David, the super millennial. How you doing today, David?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. You know, it's been a long one, but it's been an interesting one.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Like you said, it's been one of those rally weeks, but it's definitely been a good week, and it's a good way to end the week with the book study.
Yeah. It's a really good chapter, too. It's not that long, but it's a really good one. Any announcements at all?
Nah, I think I'm ready to get into it. Book study day is one of my favorite days, and I'm interested to see what comes out of it between me and you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'd just like to add that the community is getting more involved with the weekend edition of the Stress Mastery Podcast, especially on my Saturday episodes of Ask Me Anything, where I answer the questions from the community members themselves. Now, some are asking some pretty deep questions, and to answer some of them requires a bit more of my time. So if I haven't gotten to your question on Saturday's episode, I have not forgotten or dismissed it. I might answer it in the next episode or directly in the forum. So if you're not a part of the community, sign up for free and ask me anything. I will reply to you. Okay, let's get started on chapter 20 of A Happy Pocket Full of Money. Abundance. You have it all. You have seen that you are one with the source, one with all that is. This makes you abundant. You have also seen how you created reality out of the quantum field simply by using your thoughts, states of being, words, and actions. You have also seen how anything is possible when you believe and choose consistently with clarity. All this makes you abundant. At your highest level, you are naturally, ever-presently abundant. There is nothing you have to do, and you cannot be anything other than abundant. Let us look at aspects of this abundance and how to make it materialize in your life. You are one with all that is. Spend your money gladly, cheerfully, and with excitement. Whether you are buying items or paying bills, be glad that you are doing it. Money runs away from those who feel it is in shortage and those who have negativity towards its use. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Now, right here, I'd like to just pause a little bit in the reading and address something. Throughout the book, the author interjects this affirmation that is repeated many times. Being a spiritual teacher, I don't want to gloss over this. He states, I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. The most important part in these affirmations are not the words wealth, abundance, or joy, although they are important. The two most important words ever spoken throughout history and that you could ever say are, I am. I want you to understand why. These words, I am, are a commanding statement of fact. They are so powerful that one need not even use any qualifiers after them, such as what the author does here. He is merely trying to get you think clearly about what and who you are. Don't dismiss these words or think for one second that you can substitute the truncated version of it, I'm, with an apostrophe. You see, you are not saying, I'm wealth, I'm abundance, I'm joy, is if you're trying to convince yourself via the affirmation, or that you will someday have these things, or even that by saying these words, you'll then attract them into your life. The words I am are a statement of fact. When Jesus was asked if he was the Son of God, he simply said, I am. Throughout history, God has been referenced by many religions as the great I am. When you say I am, you are in fact stating that you are God itself. Therefore, who you are in this statement is the consciousness of the universe, the source, the creator. You are the living energy of the universe. So when you say, I am wealth, abundance, joy, you are them. You don't have them. You won't attract them. You are them. Thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think that's a huge one that I've skipped over for many years until I started realizing the power that, you know, such a short phrase has. And I used to say a lot of things, I'm bored, or I'm this, I'm that. And these are always the things that kind of I realized that were kind of manifesting in my life versus the I am worth more, or I'm going here, or I'm becoming this, or I am already this. I've never used to think that it had weight on the way that it affected the way that I moved, talked, thought, the whole nine. But, you know, as I started to go through it, I've started to realize the less and less that I started to say these things, the less that they were apparent in my physical life. And for me, I always thought it was just, oh, it's because I'm doing these things. And it was because I am the person that I wanted to be now, just because I was saying that now instead of just, you know, filling in what was in my current state instead of who I, you know, was intended to be.
And really believing that you are those things. You know, I am. I am whatever I choose that I am. You know, it's really a very powerful statement. And that's why the author keeps repeating it through here, and why he uses the words I am and not I'm. You know, it's just a short. It's a very powerful statement, because you are declaring that's what I am. Okay, so let's continue. Nature is capable of giving you all your desires without losing anything itself. Scarcity is not real. It only appears where we choose to see it. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The source of all that is can never run out of creative power and ability. A million times of what has been created can be created again. The supply is unlimited. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Thoughts of scarcity take away abundance from your life. They manifest scarcity into the physical. To avoid scarcity, eliminate all thoughts of competition and instead choose creation. Competition is a statement to the universe that you believe your survival is at risk and there is not enough. So thoughts of cheating, squeezing, manipulating, and taking advantage of people, paying unfairly, coveting other people's property, envy, and the like, these thoughts only create a not wealth consciousness and cause scarcity. You can get temporarily rich this way, but you cannot rise to your full potential this way, and indeed, you may even fail. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Never look at the visible supply. Look always at the limitless riches in formless substance, and know that they are coming to you as fast as you can receive and use them. Nobody, by cornering the visible supply, can prevent you from getting what is yours. Wallace D. Wattles. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. You are made in the image and likeness of the source, God. Abundance and affluence are your natural states. In the deepest part of you, you already know this to be so. All you need is to remember this so as to experience what you truly are. I am wealth itself. I am abundance itself. I am joy itself. The universe has more than enough business and wealth for everyone. Way more than enough. People are not poor because nature is poor. People are poor because their wealth consciousness is poor. Even a billion lifetimes, let alone one lifetime, you cannot possibly finish the wealth given to you free by life. But you can fail to receive it by your own thoughts, words, actions, and most of all, your chosen state of being, your I am statements, and truths that you uphold about yourself. The idea that a person fails in wealth building because of competition or other such circumstances is illusionary. The so-called competition and negative circumstances are created by a person who believes in scarcity. They come to such a person in the most amazing way to fulfill the person's self-set limits. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Abundance, affluence, and wealth are your birthright. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Poverty is a transgression of the laws of the universe. The universe, by law and design, is not a place where poverty is natural. It is an abnormality. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Do not scare money away by saying and thinking there is not enough of it. You cannot even begin to ponder the infinite vastness of the readily and freely available supply of value creation material and energy you have access to. You are energy itself. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Do not manipulate people and things. That is competitive thinking. Creative thinking is more effective and truer to the nature of abundance. Competitive thinking makes you think in terms of scarcity that has to be fought for, and that is what you get. Why would you wish to create scarcity? I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Economics teaches about scarcity of resources. None of that is true. It totally ignores first cause, spirit, and state of being. We are only now beginning to see that certain resources can never run out. For example, software, music, or other digital content downloaded or broadcast cannot run out. How do you run out of a software download? No matter how many copies you download, there still remains that original copy that everyone is downloading. Do not believe in the economics of scarcity. If you do, it will become true for you, a self-fulfilling prophecy of scarcity. Never stop learning. Always be humble with what you know now and what you will then know more. Scientists are only now discovering that this universe is not a four-dimensional one, but a multi-dimensional one, like a hologram. It is our senses that are four-dimensional, length, width, height, and time. A person's self is multidimensional, but their senses on the physical plane are, for most people, four-dimensional in their capabilities. The universe itself is multidimensional, whereby all possibilities exist all together. Think about that carefully. Scarcity is not a reality. It is a perception of an aspect of this holographic universe. You can always choose which aspect you wish to perceive and experience by choosing what you wish to truly believe and hold as unquestioningly true. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. There is an infinite source of supply, When you are not having what you would like, know that your thoughts are at fault, not the universe. Accept full responsibility, honestly, and make amendments. But never talk or think of lack or shortages, for in that thought is the cause of lack and shortages. I am a wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Broke is temporary, but poor is a mental condition, a dis-ease of the mind, and it is more lasting, yet all can be overcome. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. How much is enough? Considering the fact that supply is infinite, then enough is probably the amount that allows you to live as you would wish to live, whether you are working or not. You then choose when to play and when to work as you feel like, not because you need money. Hence, conditionality and need move away from you and let you to explore other aspects of life other than money. Abundance is all there is, and sharing, not owning, is the way to receive this abundance. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Competition is unnecessary. It is a statement of scarcity and a fallacy. Competition in a business is a statement of scarcity and a bringer of scarcity. Creativity is a statement of abundance, the natural state. Shift from competitive to creative thought and see how that works for you. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. This is a universe of abundance. No one is going to take your share or beat you to it. There is more than enough for everyone. The only time there is not enough, the only time when you are beaten to it, is when you think and act competitively instead of thinking and acting creatively and trusting in the abundant nature of the source. Thinking and acting competitively makes it harder for you to correctly follow the laws of the universe, especially the laws of cause and effect. The process of life, expressing images of the mind and of the power of certainty and faith. Thinking creatively and non-competitively helps you be in agreement with these universal laws and processes. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. To you, the earth yields her fruit, and you shall not want, if you but know how to fill your hands. It is in exchanging these gifts of the earth that you shall find abundance and be satisfied. Yet unless the exchange be in love and kindly justice, it will lead to some greed and others to hunger. Khalil Gibran. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. Out of abundance, he took abundance, and still abundance remains. The Upanishads. The Upanishads being Sanskrit texts that form the foundation of Hinduism. I am wealth, I am abundance, I am joy. All other things held constant to the extent that an individual or society sees, believes in, and acts in abundance, so will they have wealth and happiness. Again, meditate. It is the fastest way for you to know experientially how abundant you are. These higher concepts cannot be explained and fully understood intellectually. They can only be experienced. They can be talked about using symbols, such as words, but the full appreciation and knowing can only come from experience, and all you need to do is go within. Meditate, and all the experience you need will be right there. One day, maybe on your first meditation, maybe later, but it will definitely happen. This is what the Buddha called enlightenment, the realization of the One. Talking about happiness, what is it and how does it become you? There is no point to life if you have no joy, for life is joy and joy is life. Well, that's the end of the chapter, but I would like to add to his last sentence. There is no point to life if you have no joy, for life is joy and joy is life. My Sunday podcast discusses this very thing as I talk about finding joy in the process. So tune in to Sunday's podcast for more on this. Any thoughts, David?
I think this chapter really, something that I saw a lot when I started to work with more CEOs and high-level people, that they usually come to us, it's not because they want to learn how to be successful, it's not because they want to learn how to have money, but they said something in the book that, you know, being broke is a situational thing. Being poor is a mindset, because I've met so many wealthy people who are poor, and I met broke people who are extremely wealthy. And when I say that statement, I know some people are like, well, that makes no sense. But no, I've found that, you know, a lot of times that we get caught up on the material things, and those things are supposed to make us happy and fulfilled. And that's how, like, our society has been, you know, training, programming, and showing us what, you know, is the actual goal. But there's always a time where, especially with, understanding and appreciating what you have, and that creates enough. And those people are the ones that, you know, if they do become wealthy, they become wealthy within materials and then within themselves, because they've had nothing. They appreciate, you know, who they are for themselves and what they've been through.
Gratitude.
Absolutely. So that's something I've definitely seen. And it's interesting to watch, because, you know, as we see through the society, thinking that, you know, money is going to buy happiness, and it really isn't. So I love that this book, even though it's, you know, a happy pocket full of money, but it's talking about how money is not what you need to
become happy. Money is just representative. It's just numbers on a computer and printed on pieces of paper. It really is nothing. Nothing tangible. I'm reminded of that tribe that Bill referenced, and I can't remember what podcast it was, but he talked about this tribe in South America. By no measure of our society's programmed idea of wealth were they wealthy. Yet they had so much abundance and so much wealth and so much joy, and they didn't even deal in cash. Money meant nothing to them. I mean, you could just throw dollar bills at them and show them on a computer, hey, look what you got in your bank account. And they'd just be like, yeah, so where's the fruit? You know, where's the food? You know, where's the shelter? You know, it's all this programmed idea of what wealth means.
Yeah, as he mentioned in there, he goes, wealth is only, you know, worth something if you can give it to someone else and help them prosper. I think that's such a huge thing, because having, you know, so much, even not physically, not, you know, actual money, but even within yourself and being able to share it. That's why Bill says, you know, coaching and sharing and teaching is the real way how you grow yourself, because you are sharing that energy with the world. And it's just like anything else. I think that's such a strong statement that we can kind of all live by. If you're wealthy, you know, to yourself, you're not talking physically, but you're not, you know, bring anybody up. You're not, you kind of stay away from yourself. We talked about, like, you'd be, you know, great, you know, spiritually when you're alone, but when you go out into the world and you're not able to spread it, that's where the real tests and challenges are there. And that's where you are to share and spread the light. And if you're not able to do that, then that's, you know, the challenge or the, you know, the obstacle that you should be constantly trying to do for the world and other people, for yourself as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a good point. You know, I mean, can we be spiritually wealthy if we've got nothing to offer anybody else? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the point then?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think exactly the exact same thing. We're here to build and help each other. You know, we're here to work on doing all this together. And I think money is a great you know, representation, if we exchange money to the word energy, you know, if you have an abundance, why not share it? If you have, you know, a constant flow of positive coming in, why not share it? You know, it's the same thing with the people that are usually struggling going through it. You see that they tend to try to share as much as they possibly can, even though they don't. And a lot of times people, you know, that's why we talk about the spiritual pride, you know, they think they have an abundance, but they're not willing to share it. And that's where you show that the people are poor within themselves, but they're faking it to the outer, like many people do with clothes, cars, you know, jewelry, all that.
Well, this particular chapter where he's talking about the difference between abundance and scarcity, you know, love is a perfect example of this. Love, you can give, and constantly give love and never run out of it. And it's like anything. I don't care if it's money or any way we look at what we might be abundance, you know, have abundance in or have wealth with. If our concept is such that we need to hold on to it, you're not dealing with the mindset of abundance. You know, it's kind of like water. It's kind of like Lao Tzu and Tao Te Ching talking about how, you know, if you've got water and you believe in a scarcity of water, well, you can't hold on to water. The harder you try to hold on to it, the more it's going to escape you, you know. And, you know, I know people that they could give away absolutely every physical material thing they have and they would still feel wealthy. So I think it's a good way to end it, you know. Wealth is a mindset. All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.